You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Because that's the big deal here. Dolphin orgies.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire. The previous Labour government introduced a ban on the live export of animals, with former Agriculture Minister Damien O'Connor claiming the ban upheld New Zealand's reputation for animal welfare standards. The current National-led government has been pressured by several lobbying groups to overturn the ban, including a million-dollar campaign by Livestock Export New Zealand. I speak to Safe for Animals CEO Deborah Ashton about SAFE, the possible repeal, and consequences for the animals involved.
Could you briefly explain what SAFE does?
SAFE is an animal rights organisation, so we work very, very hard to educate and inform people about issues that impact on animals, and we work very, very hard to ensure we can get positive change for animals.
Why should we have a ban on the live export of animals?
Well, there are a number of issues that are concerning for animals who are involved in live export. From their perspective, it's absolutely horrific for them. The journey itself on board those live export ships can be quite horrendous for those animals. They're forced to live in close confinement. They're in an environment that they're not familiar with at all. They're also put at risk of things that can happen at sea beyond anybody's control, whether it's breakdowns or adverse weather conditions. All of these sorts of things can have adverse effects on animals, which is why we're really concerned about the way animals are being transported. Secondly, we've got big concerns about the way that animals are treated in destination countries. So where we typically send animals to are countries that have little to no animal welfare standards that ensure that they are protected. They're likely to be living in indoor farms. They're not going to be out grazing in paddocks like we pride ourselves in here in New Zealand. So it really is quite a different type of environment for those animals. And those types of conditions, whether they're on board the ships or at the destination, don't align with the obligations and the requirements of our Animal Welfare Act and how we expect to see animals being treated.
Is the government looking into repealing the ban on live export?
Yeah, so unfortunately the government is looking at repealing the ban. We've got very big concerns around that. There was a lot of work from all sorts of quarters that went into achieving a ban on live export in the first place. Now we've got, a new government. They are actually talking about bringing live export back. There will be a consultation process undertaken by the government, is our understanding. So there will be time for people to give their opinions and their expertise on what they think about live export.
Is there a huge support amongst farmers for repealing the ban on live export?
Yeah, so we understand that there's a small minority of farmers that actually do support live export. So SPCA did do some polling on this, and they did find that actually there was only, I think it's around 22% of farmers that are most likely to support live export. It's quite interesting, I think, to see that so many other farmers and people in rural communities don't support a return to live export based on animal welfare issues and the fact that it could be seriously bad for our reputation internationally.
What is SAFE doing to oppose the potential repeal?
Well, we've been talking with a lot of key decision makers around live export. We've done that for a long time. That's typically what we do here at SAFE. But we've also been talking to members of the public who have deep concerns for animals being sent on board those ships. We are encouraging people to sign a petition that's on the parliamentary website. That petition belongs to the former chair of the National Animal Welfare Advisory Committee, John Hellstrom. He, as opposed to live export, he's a former vet. He's been over to China. He doesn't agree with live export at all. And so we are encouraging people to sign that petition to make sure that their voice is heard with this government.
All right. Did you have anything you wanted to add?
I think the world is watching to see what the New Zealand government decide to do. This ban was the first of its kind, and it positioned us as a world leader in animal welfare. We've seen other countries follow our lead. We've got the United Kingdom, who are just going through the process now to ban live export by sea. Australia is looking at banning live export of sheep. There's Luxembourg and Brazil. They're all taking steps to phase out live animal exports. So our question would be for this government, why on earth, after being such world leaders in this space, would we want to bring such an awful and highly risky trade back to this country?
That was CEO of Safe for Animals, Deborah Ashton, speaking about Safe and the possible live export ban repeal.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.